أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous lecture, we got well acquainted about the divine attributes. And God willing, by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, in this lecture, in this lesson, we will be familiar, or we will get familiar, with the unity of Almighty Allah in creation. What do we mean by this title? Let me explain. Almighty Allah is alone the creator. Almighty Allah alone is the one who creates each and everything, who has created the whole universe with all its galaxies and very tiny particles. From those large, from those big galaxies to the smallest particles and atoms, Almighty Allah has created them alone. No one in this universe can be assumed as a creator parallel to Almighty Allah. Creation is the monopoly right and task of Almighty Allah. No one shares Almighty Allah in creation. As it was previously said and touched that Almighty Allah's oneness in creation is something acceptable and something that all, even the pagans, have accepted. All the pagans have approved of this concept, meaning that they have confirmed and they have acknowledged that Almighty Allah is alone the creator of the universe and all what is available in this world. But they do disagree, or there is not a unanimous agreement about Almighty Allah's oneness or Almighty Allah's lordship, I mean rububiyyah, in Almighty Allah's legislative right, in tashri'. They have some disagreements in these two aspects, in these two concepts, but they do agree with the Muslims, with all the monotheists, that Almighty Allah alone is the creator of the universe. Almighty Allah is the one who should only be, He is the only one to be attributed the attribute of creation. We all belong to Almighty Allah. We all have been created by Almighty Allah. No one has created anything. Even if sometimes there are some events that they are created or they are brought up into being, again, they have to be by the permission and authority of Almighty Allah. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, now we could explain the concept of Almighty Allah's oneness, Almighty Allah's unity in creation. We say that Almighty Allah alone is the creator of the whole universe, making no difference whether that should be those large in very big galaxies, to those particles and very, very tiny issues or tiny things, all have been created by Almighty Allah. This is what the Holy Quran emphasizes on. There are several verses of the Holy Quran that we will later attach them, inshallah. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, right now we are going to talk about the extent and the realm of this unitary aspect of Almighty Allah. I mean, when we prove, when we say that Almighty Allah is alone the Creator, to what extent this attribute can be granted to Almighty Allah or can be ascribed to Almighty Allah? Can we say that Almighty Allah has created even our actions? Can we claim that all the deeds we do, Almighty Allah shares, Almighty Allah accompanies? Can we say that it is Almighty Allah that does our deeds? Can we claim or can we say that Almighty Allah creates and does the deeds of those contingent and possible existence or not? Almighty Allah alone has created and then left the universe for its own. Can we claim this or not? These are the questions that we can answer if we could analyze correctly and thoroughly the extent of this concept. It means to what extent, to what realm, Almighty Allah's oneness and creation can be explained and can be justified. According to the Shi'ites' belief, even the contingent beings' actions, they can also be ascribed to Almighty Allah. For we say that no independent agent is available in the universe. If all the agents' actions and their strength, their power, their existence depend to Almighty Allah, it means their actions can also be related to Almighty Allah. But there is a subtle difference that we will touch, inshallah. Right now, we say that even the contingent actions, even the actions the human beings do, the actions we do, the steps we take, they can also be ascribed to Almighty Allah in a sense. What is that sense? That it is Almighty Allah that has given this power that we have to take steps. Had not Almighty Allah given us this permission, we would not have been able to take a single step. So, from this perspective, we can say that all what we do, all what we perform, all of them can be related to Almighty Allah. All of them can be said that it is Almighty Allah that has given us this permission and has given this strength that we have to take steps. Firstly, dear listeners and respectable audience, let me give you the rational reasons for Almighty Allah's oneness and creation. For Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah is the sole creator. Almighty Allah is alone the creator. The rational reason is this, that since Almighty Allah has created us, so Almighty Allah is the one who will run this universe with wisdom. And he who has created, for sure, the administration and the supervision of those creatures would also be delegated to the creator, for he owns all the things. When we could prove that Almighty Allah is the owner, when Almighty Allah is the possessor of all the things, absolutely, for sure, it will be very much easy to say that Almighty Allah runs this universe, Almighty Allah governs and supervises over all the human beings. We did talk about this issue that when Almighty Allah has created the human beings and the human beings took their existence from Almighty Allah, we say that not only the human beings are in bare and dire need of Almighty Allah's presence during their creation, but also in their maintenance, in their continuance, or in their continuity of their life, they also stand in need of Almighty Allah's mercy and favor. As it was said, the moment they live, the moment they are brought into being, that was by Almighty Allah, that was by the necessary existence. That was by the necessary existence, I mean wajibul wujud, Almighty Allah. So we cannot assume, we cannot imagine a moment that a possible and contingent being should live, but there should be no necessary existence. Why? Because not only they are in need of Almighty Allah's favor in their origination, in their coming into being, but also they stand in need of Almighty Allah in their maintenance, in their continuance of life. They cannot continue their life except via Almighty Allah's favor and mercy. They cannot do it. They stand in need of too many things. Even their whole existence, their whole being is connected to Almighty Allah's mercy. As in philosophy that is said, wajibul wujud is the one who exists for always and forever, but the contingent being does not have any preference to be. It is Almighty Allah's mercy, it is Almighty Allah's blessings that makes him to be. The moment Almighty Allah does not want that he should not exist, of course he cannot exist, for he has nothing of his own to exist. He has nothing of his own to be. It is Almighty Allah's mercy. Every day, every moment he has to be aware of this fact. To make it clear, let me give you this example. For example, here the light is running or the light is on. Apparently, or without profundity, without deep thinking, we think or we might assume that these lights are on due to their own lights, due to their own, we can say, power that they have, this electricity, I mean. But if we trace, if we say, if we think, or if we ponder deeply, and we trace where they are connected, of course, it is connected in the house, in the light of the house, then we will trace that where that is connected. That is connected to the city or the source of power that the mayor or that municipality has provided for the citizens. If we again trace that, we will go to another source. What I'm going to deduce from this example is this: that apparently the human beings exist of their own, but if we think deeply, if we go with profundity, we will find that they have nothing of their own. The same like the lamps, they are right now on, but the moment the source of power is switched off, if the electricity gone from the source, of course all these lights will be off. They will not work. Why? It means that every second, every moment, their light is dependent on this source of power. If the source of the power is not working, none of these lights will work for us. Our relation with Almighty Allah is very much similar to these lights with the source of power. and ours with Almighty Allah is very much similar to this. The moment Almighty Allah does not want, we cannot work, we cannot shine, as these lamps will not shine, because our existence is not of ours, it is of Almighty Allah. And secondly, it should be kept in mind that we do not have independent existence. Rather, it is related to Almighty Allah. It is what Almighty Allah has granted us. It is what Almighty Allah has given to us. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, till now we analyzed the rational reason that our whole existence, our whole being is closely and is intricately connected to Almighty Allah. Our whole existence is dependent on Almighty Allah's mercy and favor. Without Almighty Allah's mercy and favor, we cannot live. We cannot survive. We cannot go on living in this world. But one thing that later on we will come and touch, that for sure, when we can ascribe our deeds to ourselves, we can ascribe our deeds to Almighty Allah. But there is a very subtle difference. Almighty Allah does not directly does our deeds. Rather, Almighty Allah provides the background, provides the existence for us, so that we have to continue our life. In this background, in this existence, is not only given to us once and for all. No, every moment we are in need of Almighty Allah's mercy. But it should be kept in mind that when we talk about our own deeds, for sure we have been given free will. And there is not any talk of determinism. There is not any talk of fatalism, that we should be forced in doing our actions, or we should be forced in taking all these steps. No, volitionally, willingly, intentionally, we take steps. We are not forced to do some certain actions. We are not forced to do certain activities. By our own choice, sometimes we do good deeds, sometimes we do, or we might do bad deeds. As it is said, "Inna hadaynahu sabil imma shakira wa imma kafura." We have given our guidance, we have provided this guidance for the human beings. But the final say should be said by the human beings themselves. We do not force them to go either right or wrong, right or left. It is their volitional actions, it is their willing and will, I mean irada, that they either take right path or left path. Either they go straight or they go left or they go right. It makes no difference. It means that is the agency of the human beings. It means another explanation that should be given. It is this, that Almighty Allah, though has given us life, though has given us authority, though has given us power to do whatever we want, but again, Almighty Allah has given us will. Almighty Allah has granted us will, irada, that you yourself should be held responsible and accountable in the doomsday. Otherwise, if Almighty Allah had not given us will, if Almighty Allah had not given us free choice, so all these prophets or all their messages, even the doomsday, would have been nonsense, would have been irrational. Why? Because if every human being is forced to do certain acts, so why then he has to be reckoned? Why then he has to be held accountable of his actions? Because he would say that, so I was forced to do this. I did not have, or I did not hold free will and free choice to go either right or wrong, right or left. Later on, we will discuss this very important issue when we could, when we criticize the Ash'arites and the Mu'tazilites' position in respect with Almighty Allah's oneness in creation. But abstractly talking, to summarize the rational reason for Almighty Allah's oneness and unity in creation, it was this, that if Almighty Allah has given us all the existence, our activities can be ascribed to the source of power, I mean Almighty Allah. But this ascription is casual. Our relation to our actions is direct. But the role that Almighty Allah plays in our life, that is real. That is not something fabulous. That is not something imaginary. No, Almighty Allah's presence in our life, Almighty Allah's being in the universe, that is real. That is not something fabulous. That is not something imaginary. We should say that Almighty Allah only has created us and then left us aside and has delegated everything to us. No, Almighty Allah did not do it. Almighty Allah has created us. Almighty Allah sustains us. Almighty Allah gives us our providence. Almighty Allah provides each and everything for His creation, for His creature. Not only the human beings, but also all the things. All the things, the animals, the plants, each and everything, they run under Almighty Allah's supervision. There are some scriptural reasons on Almighty Allah's oneness in creation. It means that various verses of the Holy Quran exist that prove this concept, that Almighty Allah alone should be given this attribute, that Almighty Allah alone is the creator. Khaliqiyah is an exclusive right and property of Almighty Allah. None is there to have this property except Almighty Allah. Even the pagans had this theory. Dear listeners, even the pagans have acknowledged this, that Almighty Allah alone is the creator. So we suffice in this verse of the Holy Quran that says, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلِ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَتَّخَذْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. The translation is, say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. Have you taken others besides Him for guardians? Who have no control over their own benefit or harm? Say, are the blind one in the seer, or are the darkness and the light equal? Have they set up for Allah partners who have created like His creation, so that the creations seemed confusable to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the one, the all paramount. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this is scriptural reason give us that save Allah, the rest of the creatures, they do not possess neither their harm nor their benefit. None deserves to be set up as partner for Almighty Allah. no one should be associated with Almighty Allah in creation. No one has this power to create. It is only Almighty Allah who has created the whole universe. So this was the scriptural reason about Almighty Allah's creation, that Almighty Allah alone is the creator. He is the all paramount. But, dear listeners, now it might be in this lesson we will not reach to this very subtle point, that what do we mean when we say that? Is it we who have done our actions, or is it Almighty Allah that made us able to do these actions? Is there any difference? Or we can say that all what we did, all of them are done by Almighty Allah. What are the false implications if we say that whatever we do, we should not be held responsible? It is Almighty Allah who has done. Or, in another word, what is the false implication if we believe in fatalism? What is the false implication if we believe in fatalism? And from another side, what is the false implication if we believe that we are fully free? It is we who do every kind of thing. It is we who can do whatever we wish. What are the false implications of these two propositions? Can we say that these sentences hold true or not? These questions, God willing, will be responded in the next session. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.